Yeah, an opportunity to talk to Del about all things rugby league. Tackle one.
Del, the location of the NRL Grand Final is yet to be confirmed. Who should host it?
Yeah, well, I think it's got to be, if it's not Suncorp Stadium, it's got to be in Queensland. Oh, this was before...
I'll take all the origins as well, mate. What else do you want?
Mate, you won the origin series, mate. It's okay.
We sure did.
And we had the AFL last year.
Thanks for reminding us, too.
No, I'll give it, yeah. I think it should be at Suncorp Stadium. It's just something different. It'll be like the AFL Grand Final last year. It'll be a one-off.
All right, tackle two. The Eels remain scoreless on Thursday night against the Roosters. And have a listen to their upcoming games against the Rabbitohs, Manly, Storm and the Panthers. How do you see this playing out?
Well, I think for me, they've got to find their confidence through their middle third. You know, Reid Marnie is probably, I think he's their most important player along with Mitchell Moses. And Gutho's a bit off at the moment. Not that he's not playing well, but I don't reckon he's the outside five of doing the job that second phase. So for me, look, I think there's a lot of pressure on Mitch Moses here. I think this is time for Mitch Moses to stand up. Big fan, but they need to get back on their winning way, and they need to find, Sivo needs to find his aggression. I don't know, he might be just watching the Fiji Sevens or something and just relaxing and just, it's hard, let's be honest, it's hard.
He's been up for years too.
Yeah, he has been, yep.
All right, tackle three. Now that Australia and New Zealand have both withdrawn from the World Cup and they're charging forward with it, should the Indigenous and Maori All-Star teams replace them?
Yeah, look, I would love to see that. Like, I'm happy to see that in a World Cup and that. Like, it'll be great. Obviously, you wouldn't get a full Australia-New Zealand side if that happens, if they all played. But I don't reckon at the moment, look at this COVID stuff, guys. We need to get rid of it. And, like, even our NRL players, you know, you take them over there and they start late. And then I'd just like to see the World Cup postponed until next year. If we can postpone the Olympics... Postfinal Rugby League World Cup.
Okay, we do the big set of six thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets with over 1,000 stands in two huge locations. You're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. Getting away from the set of six for a moment, yep. NRL in urgent talks with the Queensland government to seek exemption for the competition to continue. Huge doubts over games today. Options are limited. Danny Wider is reporting. We will get the latest make sure that we give you the details before 12 o'clock. And as I said, Tony and his show after this will be able to keep you up to date.
So
as
the
well.
Comp could be suspended?
At the moment, we're not too sure. Okay. We're not going to throw that out there, but options are limited with this snap lockdown for 3 days in Brisbane. Tackle four. With the 2032 Olympics being held in Brisbane, Del, is this a perfect opportunity for the rugby league community to get Nines featuring in the Olympics?
I reckon it'd be great. Like, we've seen what's done over in Auckland. We took it to Perth. I reckon it'd be a perfect opportunity. In the Olympics, I've loved the sevens. Fiji have been so good in the men's and women's. Our women got beaten last night. I wanted our women to win gold, but Fiji, there's just a culture, and it's about their country. And I'm not saying it's not about our country, but you saw them singing, you know, and to win that World Cup. And I've got to say, I'm so proud of Sevenor Rudra because we wanted him to stay. But yeah, I think perfect opportunity for rugby league to have the Nines in there, and it'd be a great product.
The Panthers, they're struggling at the moment, aren't they? Obviously, yeah. Cleary and other players out. How do they shape up against the Storm tonight with so many injuries? They haven't had injuries for so long. Now they have to deal with it.
Well, this is going to test their character. You find out what your younger players or the players who haven't played much, and, you know, when they talked about moving Burton on, everyone's going, no, we need to keep him. Now you know why you keep someone like Burton. So, look, for me, look, mate, I reckon if the Panthers rip in here and have a go and stay close, mate, I would respect that. But, like, mate, you'd expect the Storm to put 20 or 30 on them. But, mate, the Panthers are a proud culture.
Okay, last tackle with the Sharks. Will the Sharks, yes or no, make the finals now that Sean Johnson's been sidelined for the next couple of months?
Yeah, I still think they've got some players. I still don't think they've got enough good players to make it, you know. Trindle and that, he's a good young player. And don't forget, I think their squad in general, you've got Matt Moylan, who's obviously not a bad handy replacement. The Sharks could make it because their forward pack's pretty handy on the back of Toby Rudolph and that.